I want to read
your
along.
Vocabulary
one second,
sucks.
One second.
You can't read.
What?
Black dicks and white chicks.
Hey, you guys want to read it, you're welcome to.
No, just keep going.
Closes about his neck. Low, growled tones rumbling from the Minotaur's chest order him to rise, and he dares not refuse the strength before him. That locks his arms behind his back and chains the bracers of beaten gold, chastened with platinum. Bound, he is led around three short corners and enters the center of the maze, the Minotaur's abode. Strange, demense of cavern and garden, with a millennia of tribute from kings, warriors, philosophers, and whatever that fucking word is, all the way. He is taken to a large, satin, flat couch. No back. And laying upon it, on his stomach, the Minotaur, beside him, large and regal in every line, reaching out from the couch, ponderous still, but with the grace of an exonerable.
Guys, wait, Band of Brothers is on right now. Band of Brothers is on.
Shut the fuck up, we don't care. We're reading about
Ash's loyal Carmeleon.
This is great. Guys, the Minotaur plucks a single grape and feeds it to his slave. Then a fragile, crystal goblet is brought to his lips in a thick-fingered hand that could splinter stone as easily, and he is made to drink. Again he is fed and given only another swallow. After his hunger, must not be rushed. The Minotaur's hand rests upon his shoulders and traces sleek, bound warrior's lines, testing them. Hands large enough to encircle his ankles with ease, spread them effortlessly, locking them apart with a bar, no doubt also for precious metals. Cool against his skin. Skin warmed by the Minotaur's touch. I don't want to
Here comes a good part.
Anymore. It's really gross.
No, come on. There's only a little bit left.
Get to the chopper.
Okay.
Get to the chopper!
The Minotaur.
Okay, here comes a good part.
The Minotaur moves to the head of the couch, where the warrior's head lies over the edge, where he was fed by his master's kindness. Now he is fed again, as 10 inches of sheathed cock is rubbed over his face. Sheathed cock.
That's not even bigger than a human's one. That's like not even bigger than a human cock.
And he is helpless to pull away. The scent filling his nostrils. The bull penis telescopes and elongates, engorging as he is made to taste its fleshy length, opening his mouth wide. The Minotaur instructs his slave in the proper usage of his tongue, and begins his training in the opening of his throat, pressing against him, making the young warrior feel the taste, and taste his power and size. All respectable 10 inches.
Tastes so
Sounds sexy.
Good. It tastes twice.
I can't believe it's Minotaur cock. Soon enough, and thankfully, the warrior's mouth is freed, aching, his submission having brought the Minotaur to his complete, unsheathed length. Cock heated wet, cock head wet, and flaring wide. Wide enough to drop a pretzel in. Again, the powerful hands trace his body, arranging him upon the couch so that he rests upon his gaping, spread knees, the bar keeping his ankles wide chained to his golden collar, and his arms fastened to the braces behind his back. His face rests upon his couch, and he cries out at the feel of the thick, oiled fingers entering him, struggling only for
sexually transmitted disease.
And no matter, he's using his fingers. And no matter how he tries to squirm, grasp, and close
himself,
his legs remain quiet.
Crash on your butt.
And the Minotaur continues to boil and open his slave.
Okay, last two paragraphs, everybody, please stop coming.